Welcome to the Hot Lava Podcast. Kevin Acey, I am back in San Diego. Jay Posner, he's back in San Diego. Don't know if he ever left, but San Diego Union Tribune Sports Editor Jay Posner. Looking forward to seeing the guys. I forget, what days do you go out, Jay? You're going to go out and see one of these three rookie pitchers this weekend go against the Phillies, aren't you?
Actually, I think I might be taking this weekend off of baseball. We do not have our usual tickets. I'm saving up for the Angels on Monday and Wednesday and just hoping that Mike Trout is healthy.
And Shohei Ohtani
when the Angels come to town. So but I don't think I'll catch, might not catch any of the games in person. Three rookies against the three best Philly starters. Quite a test for the Padres coming off. Kevin, you saw a winning road trip. That's a first in your being back on the beat, right? For a winning road trip?
Yes, that is a first. And I honestly, there was, you know, the first, that one in June that ended in Atlanta that wasn't so good, but it was, I remembered it was 5-5, but I had to double check. There was the one in May where you went to Pittsburgh, St. Louis, L.A., and they'd started so, not Pittsburgh, St. Louis, it was Pittsburgh, Washington, L.A., and they'd started by taking 3 out of 4 against Pittsburgh, and I was like, well, maybe, no, I remember that was 5-5, too. And so I had to, you know, triple check, but it was indeed the first winning road trip. And you know what? Look, it was the Cubs and the Brewers, and we can talk about, oh, it's baseball. Of course it's baseball. That's why they play 162. Nonetheless, they hit really well. They pitched well enough, in particular the bullpen, and they took 4 out of 7.
Yeah, it almost seemed like the bullpen got, I don't want to say overlooked, but slightly overlooked just because so much else happened. But the bullpen pitched extremely well. I mean, there were yesterday was another 4 innings of scoreless baseball from the bullpen, and I think that happened in one of the other wins as well, where the guys just came in and shut things down. So it does show that, hey, whatever else with the Padres, through all these years, they do know how to produce bullpen pitchers. And, you know,
and
they traded
cool
away Hand and Simber,
is,
and now they, and as you said, they've totally remade the bullpen, and they've become more of a hard-throwing bullpen with guys like Castillo and a couple of the rookies, Wingenter,
Robert Stock. Trey Wingenter right now has not allowed a base runner in his 2 innings, so that's really cool. But, yeah, no, that's the thing. It's like, it goes to what you just said. You still have Salmon and Yates. Maton has come and gone this year, hasn't been sharp at times. But Stock, Castillo, Wingenter, it's like a new bullpen, and that's cool because they went through a time there was a little bit of a lull. Everybody was struggling on the Padres. So you're right. They did get overlooked this trip for the most part. But that's because Hunter Renfroe and Franmil Reyes in particular, but the whole team did what they've been talking about all year. It was a 7-game road trip. Let's not get too hyped up, but some really, really good at-bats. And I wrote about it a little bit, some different things with 2 strikes and just some things that that Matt Stairs has been harping on and the players were able to do for a little bit.
So let's get into this outfield situation now
where
Franchy Cordero is out for the year. We won't see him till next year. He has great ability. I assume they have not lost any faith in
No, as a matter of fact, Franchy's he's like, ability. Yes, he is on a pass through next year, on a pass through,
right,
of a better term. He showed enough ability, they believe, and the kid showed how to, that he was learning. Like to the point where you think almost maybe he would be performing now, I mean, you know, best case scenario, like Hunter Renfroe is. Franchy Cordero was having his ups and downs, but he was showing enough aptitude to go with that talent that they're like, yep, Franchy is a part of at least, you know, next year.
Right, and then we have Travis Jankowski, who I think we probably agree is not a starting outfielder on a high-level team, but is a good utility outfielder to have. You wrote about that a little bit
Jay, I wonder about that. I figure we go through one at a time, so I'm sorry if you want to just list them all.
No, that's fine.
But I thought, okay, so now you're talking Travis. You know, I almost wonder if that gives Travis Jankowski a leg up in terms of staying power because, you know, the other guys are potential starters. You are not, I don't think, going to have Franmil Reyes coming off the bench, Hunter Renfroe coming off the bench,
right,
Will Myers coming off the bench. I mean, or Manuel Margot coming off the bench. We're talking about guys who are in it to win it. And whereas, hey, we know what Travis Jankowski is. If you can show us that you can pinch hit, that you can get on base, and we know you can run and you can play defense, maybe in like some way in terms of having a roster spot, Travis has a leg up.
I would agree. I mean, his versatility, the idea that he can play every position in the outfield, so no matter, you know, no matter who gets hurt, no matter who needs to be double switched, any of that kind of stuff, whoever needs to come out, you know, if, especially if someone like Reyes is gonna stick, you're gonna need defensive replacement. He can go in and play those positions, and as you said, he can run. He, you know, can pinch hit, get on base. So I that's an interesting way of looking at it. I hadn't thought of it, but yeah, I mean, he might have a leg up in terms of, let's say, if you have five outfield spots, he's gonna keep one of those spots. The interesting part now, and we'll get to, I want to get to Will Myers in a minute, but first of all, the other three guys who have been starting in Myers' absence for the most part are Reyes, Renfro, and Margot. They're all right-handed. They're all right-handed hitters. Two of the three have tremendous power. We've seen that on display regularly. It's every time I see Renfro do something, and I might have even mentioned this on one of these podcasts, you just think, man, you just cannot. Can you give up on a guy like that? Who anytime he comes up, and he showed it yesterday in dramatic fashion. Anytime comes up, he turns the game around. Reyes is the same way. I don't know if there's room for both those guys in the same starting outfield. That's something that you have to consider. Margot in the last couple months has been much, obviously, back to the Margot we thought we would see all along. So now we've mentioned five guys as outfielders, and we haven't even gotten to Will Myers. And he was the guy I wanted to get to first off today on this podcast, because tell me about Will Myers. Can Will Myers play third base? Because if Will Myers could play third base and still hit like Will Myers and stay healthy, that could be a tremendous change for this team going forward. What are the chances Will Myers can play third base?
Well, if you ask me what are the chances they're serious, I would say 100%. I mean, they are. This is for real.
Well, absolutely. And giving him a chance, I would hope so, because I think it's a great idea. You know, it's one of the reasons I wasn't a big fan of the Hosmer signing, was because you've taken Myers out of a position where you kind of knew he could play, and you had other guys to play. But that's beyond the point. They have Hosmer.
Two things,
so they got to find a place for Myers.
Two things as I watch and was able to talk. Andy won't talk about it, not even at this point, you know, not for publication. Not saying that Andy ever does that. I'm saying Andy won't do that. Andy Green will not do that. Will being very coy. There are other people to talk to. And so my eye test coincided or corresponded to then what I was had confirmed for me. The kid's got a lot of work to do. You know how he throws that ball over at first base?
Yeah.
That's how he's throwing it at third. And he looks amazing. The first thing that stands out to you, yes, wow, what an athlete. That they, on a major league field, could put this guy over there and he could look as good as he does, like, instantly. I just snapped my fingers. Probably didn't hear it. But instantly look as good as he is.
Right.
That's a testament to Will Myers. Skill, talent, athletic ability, confidence. But he also looks like a guy who might make a lot of mistakes and has a lot. I mean, now, but here's the deal. What a perfect time. Let's call this pre-spring training, pre-off season. What a perfect time to put him in there and see. But, man, mostly on his throwing and just throw that tricky throw to second base sometimes.
Right, right.
He's got a lot of work to do.
Now, is there a chance when I go out to watch Mike Trout and the Padres on Monday that Will Myers will be starting at third base in that game, or are we looking at a little bit, is that too soon?
I think that there is a chance, and here's why. I don't have any sense of that, like I said, on official or unofficial channels, except for you're around a team enough, and I've been around this one just this time, but I've covered pro sports for quite some time, and I'm telling you, this is serious. Like, and also you're learning that this team is just going to do whatever it feels like it needs to do, you know?
Right,
and
right.
So, yes, I think there is a chance. The crazy thing is now, again, it was one road trip, and he's a little banged up right now. But did you happen to see how Christian Villanueva looked at the plate this road trip? I mean, real good. So the timing is kind of a shame.
Right,
but
right.
Christian is not your, you know, look, Christian, all right, we know he can play third. And, you know, whatever, we'll get him his at-bats and we'll find a way. We need to see what Will Myers is going to do in a game at third base. I think there's a real good chance. But I just wanted to make sure I mentioned, like, not just that he got hits, but the way Christian Villanueva got hits was different. He like, look, the guy, they worked with him 2 weeks ago. They really said to him, look, bud, it ain't working for you. You got to change your approach, and in particular on two strikes, in particular when you're facing velocity. And Christian Villanueva did, and I think it was something like, I don't know, 8 for 15, and like six of those hits were with two strikes, and he did it against breaking balls, fastballs. I looked through all of it. It's super, super impressive, and it's like, dang, sorry, Christian, now Will Myers is going to play third.
Right, right. But I do think, and this has been mentioned, I know people I've seen on social media say, well, you know, I've seen enough of Will Myers. We know what Will Myers can do. Will Myers is making a lot of money. The Padres are paying him more than any other player except for one. Will Myers is also, when he's healthy, a very good baseball player. So I think the idea that, well, we don't need Will Myers right now and we're going to work with all these other people, to me just doesn't pass the logic test. Will Myers has to play. And if he can't play third, now there's a spot in the outfield that's gone, unless he can be traded. Now, what kind of value can you get for Will Myers given his contract? I that's a whole nother question. But I don't think you just toss Will Myers aside and say, well, we have Hunter Renfro and Franmil Reyes and Christian Villanueva, and if Myers can't play third, then, well, we just won't play him. I mean, Will Myers is a pretty good player, and he's shown that, especially right before he got hurt again. This team is a better offensive team when Will Myers is playing.
Without a doubt. It's funny that they're become players where you hear from fans and you find out, wow, there really is kind of a bias against this guy, and people have made up their mind, and they only notice, you know, when he strikes out with the bases loaded or hits a solo homer in a 15-2 loss.
I think it's the Mexican food. I think it's the Mexican food comment. Yeah, I just don't think
that
people can get
somehow
past that.
They miss the three-run double that wins a game, or the, you know, that he basically creates, you know, 75% of his team's runs over a two-week period. Like,
right, right.
This guy's pretty darn good. Not to mention that he's played almost every position. So yes, I absolutely agree with you. That's, you know, hey, if this turns out to be a good problem, as in what Hunter Renfro has done for good portions of this season, not just this road trip, spectacularly this road trip, but good portions of this season, if that's real, and it looks like it is, if Manuel Margot, I don't think there's any question anymore that that's real. And when I say that's real, I mean, these guys can be parts of championship outfields. If Franmil Reyes is real, I don't know that yet. The kid works really hard. That's awesome. And he's got incredible power. I love that hit to the opposite field yesterday. Hey, that was wow. But if that's real, hey, good problem to have. And yes, 1-2 guys, they're going to get traded.
But here's gonna work. Right. But here's the situation as I look at it. If you start an outfield, and we're getting way, way ahead of ourselves, but hey, why not? If you start an outfield of Renfro, Margot, and Reyes, I don't see that as being an outfield that is going to be like a championship. If that's all we're looking at is a championship team outfield, I don't see those three guys making up a championship team outfield.
No,
I do think
I
two of those guys,
Margot and Renfro, could
two of those guys with Will Myers might, or
well,
maybe
two of those guys, or with Will, or I was even thinking someone else.
Right, or if there's a trade, or who knows what the deal, what happens. But I don't see where you can just say, well, we have Renfro, Margot, and Reyes, and then we throw Jankowski in as the fourth guy, and we're set at outfield. I don't see that as a good enough situation where guys are going to – I just don't think those guys are all going to get on base enough. There's just too many outs.
Well, let me ask you this, though. But what if, you know, let's just assume then that Tatis and Urias are – even close to what, you know, fans think they're going to be. And
right.
I don't say that derogatorily. I mean that, you know, now these guys have become almost bigger than life, right? So, you know, let's just say that they are live up to their prospect ranking and are really super good. And they're getting, Urias is getting on base at a 370 clip. And Hosmer is, well, what he was before this season. And we don't know who the third baseman is going to be, or it's Will Myers. Well, I would maybe want to at least argue with you, even though initially I agree with you, Jay. But I mean, we need to see what the rest of the lineup is going to be, too.
Well, that's true. But
I do worry about Reyes' defense.
Yeah. And I think just when I look at those three guys, I don't know. It just seems like I need to see a little bit more right now. But yeah, of course, if the other, you know, if you threw in, you know, Will Myers, you know, became the second coming of George Brett or Mike Schmidt, or, you know, to date myself at third base, then yeah, of course that would be something that could work. And you know, Tatis is the next Francisco Lindor and all the other great shortstops that are in Carlos Correa that are in baseball right now. But I mean, we have to be realistic about the prospects of those kind of things happening.
Right.
So that's where I think
I would like to see.
Right. But let's see what happens. And, you know, the chance of Myers might, and maybe the fact that he was, you know, kind of getting more comfortable in the outfield was part of why he was hitting better back this year. Now they're throwing something else at him. But let's see what happens with Myers. I the one thing about it is, you're right, it's the perfect time to do this. Give him a couple weeks, give him 6 weeks, whatever it takes. Let's see what he has at third base. And if it looks like he has potential there, then you keep working on it, maybe in spring training, and he's your guy. But if it doesn't, now you know, and then you say, well, we're going to put him back in the outfield, or again, he becomes part of trade talks. But it is another thing to watch here as we go down toward the final 6-7 weeks of the season.
That's what this whole last 2 months is about. People need to realize that. Is he a part of our team, or is he a part of the more pertinent question they're asking themselves, is he a part of a championship team, or can we convince somebody else that he is if we're going to trade him? And the other, you know, when I think, last thing on that, because I do want to touch on the pitching, but I'll use this as a segue into that, because Jacob Nick's making his debut here as we tape this tonight, because we're taping this on Friday. I assume there's going to be a position player from somewhere else. There's going to be a guy that they bring in, a bat, that they bring in from somewhere else, because as much as I hear, not just from Padres people, but other people, that Hudson Potts is going to surprise, and keep rising. It's like, you know, the story that I had in today's paper, and it's online, about, you know, this being the first wave of the pitching prospects. That top 30 prospect list of the Padres is pretty pitching heavy.
Oh, very much so. Yeah.
So, like, who's going to play in the field for these guys?
No, I mean, I've thought all along that's why I say that I don't see those guys as being part of the outfield, because I think at some point you're going to have to bring in someone. They did it with Hosmer. Yeah. You know, again, we hope for the future that Hosmer goes back to
leave him alone.
Back to being what he was, but you're going to need someone else to come in and be a bat, whether it's at third base. And again, you know, we haven't even seen Francisco Mejia yet behind the plate, and you know, a combination of him and Hedges, you know, could produce good things behind the plate. But at some point, I think they're going to have to bring somebody else in. And as you said, but this weekend is also more about pitching. We see Nick's tonight making his debut. We see Walker Lockett tomorrow, who has not been impressive so far, and then Joey Lucchesi on Sunday, all against the Phillies.
Eric Lauer coming back perhaps as early as Monday.
Right.
Very interesting to see what happens there. Brett Kennedy is here to stay for, I mean, these guys weren't brought up and it's like, oh, they're going down. Walker Lockett might, or he could move to the bullpen. Clayton Richard could move to the bullpen. Robbie Erlin could move to the bullpen, though he'll be starting again. But, you know, there's only there's only so much room. They're going to go to a six-man rotation probably through the rest of the season, but they want to see these guys, and I'm certain that Clayton Richard knows that.
Yeah, and you just mentioned seven guys right now who need who need starts, and we haven't even talked about Logan Allen if they want to bring him up at all. I think he might be pitching for El Paso tonight, if I remember.
Logan Allen just promoted. Cal Quantrill, allowed a run or two in his first AAA start.
Yeah, which was weird because he had not pitched terribly well in AA this year, but had a good AAA.
And I know some people, I heard through the grapevine, honestly, didn't see it, that some people were doubting when I talked about Quantrill and Allen and the possibility they could be up, because they're not on the 40-man roster. Well, neither was Brett Kennedy.
Right.
And there's, you know, as much as this 40-man roster crunch is real, they can make it happen if they want to see what Logan Allen could do up here, or they want to see what Cal Quantrill can do up here. The Padres have shown like they are not beholden to some sort of norms about roster construction. They are all about finding out what is happening with these young guys.
Right. And just think how crowded things would be if Zach Eflin hadn't been traded away. But not to bring up bad trades of the past. So
nope. Hey, hey, it's all a part of it. Like, there's a reason some of these prospects better work out, because you know what? They've gone on to be other teams' pretty good prospects.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
So. All right. Well, I am very much looking forward to seeing what these guys do. They are not the Morejon, the Paddock, the Espinoza, Mackenzie Gore. They are not those guys. But one of these guys could end up, you know, being in the champagne-soaked locker room. Brett Kennedy could be, or Joey Lucchese. He's probably my leading candidate. One of these guys could be a number three starter. And the point is, they're getting experience now. So next year, like, they're, you know, three or four of them are going to be in the rotation next year, and we're going to be able to find out by, you know, the middle of the season next year, all right, which one of these guys is staying. So
right.
This is like the beginning of that process.
And yeah.
I think that's cool.
No, I look forward to that. We look forward to a good weekend out at Petco. It's good that you're back in town. I think I figured out the last time you were in town, Brad Hand was still a Padre. Is that correct? Didn't he get traded when you were in the air?
I was in the air when he was traded.
Yeah.
It really, you mentioned that, and actually, like, I was awash with a good feeling. I'm going to take today. I'm not going to go to the game.
Mm-hmm.
I will be there the rest of the weekend, and I very much look forward to getting back to Petco. That'll be fun.
Yeah, that'll be good, and then we will talk again on Monday and see what happened against the Phillies and preview a interleague series against the Los Angeles Angels, as they insist on being known.
So. I used to cover them, and I covered them when they were the Anaheim Angels, and then when they were the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
Oh, okay.
So it's just very weird to me.
All right.
Jay, I'll talk to you later. You sound closer. Good to talk to you.
Have a good weekend, Kevin.